With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Stormy spring weather is on the way. Weather forecasters are using a relatively rare high-risk designation to warn that a major tornado outbreak appears likely today. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira pinpoints the storm front.
That line of storms is going to continue to work its way further to the east, and we are looking at the potential for a major severe weather outbreak later today and tonight across portions of the lower Mississippi Valley into the Mid-South and lower Ohio Valley.
The area includes parts of West Tennessee, including Memphis, northeast Arkansas, the southeast quarter of Missouri, and parts of western Kentucky and southern Illinois. Pereira describes the weather conditions.
There is the potential for numerous tornadoes, as well as damaging winds and hail, and very heavy rainfall as well that will be impacting parts of that region.
Meteorologist Frank Pereira. Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge has dismissed New York City Mayor Eric Adams' corruption case, granting the Justice Department's request to set aside criminal charges so the mayor could aid President Trump's immigration crackdown. Adams had pleaded not guilty to bribery and other charges. Markets and businesses bracing for the announcement of the new Trump tariffs. The president has dubbed today Liberation Day. It's when he'll use U.S. tariffs to match what other countries charge. Speaking with reporters, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Americans should trust the president's economic instincts regarding the tariffs.
We'll see what happens. I think it's going to go forward, and it may be rocky in the beginning, but I think that this will make sense for Americans and it will help all Americans.
And on Wall Street, stocks are higher in the final hours before the president unveils his tariff plan. The Dow up 131 points. This is SRN News. A British toddler is suspended for being transphobic.
It sounds like a joke, but it's a true story. A little boy, aged 3 or 4, was kicked out of a nursery school for, quote, abuse against sexual orientation and gender identity. The Telegraph newspaper has been going over data from the United Kingdom's Department of Education, and it reports that about 100 students were suspended from British schools in the 2022-23 academic year for being transphobic, including the boy and 12 others in nursery or kindergarten. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has launched an investigation into the California Department of Education. At issue is a policy that allows teachers and staff to hide from parents the fact that a student is living as the opposite sex in class. The administration says the California rule may violate the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, a law allowing parents the access to their child's records. This is SRN News. A Cornell student involved in Gaza protests says he's self-deporting.
Mamadou Tal had been trying to fight his case in court, but in a social media post says, "I have lost faith. I could walk the streets without being abducted." The Trump administration says it revoked Tal's student visa because of his alleged involvement in what it calls disruptive protests. Tal says he's dropping his federal lawsuit, which had cited his right to free speech. The 31-year-old citizen of the UK and Gambia was suspended by Cornell last year after a group of pro-Palestinian activists disrupted a campus career fair. Julie Walker, New York.
The Maryland Senate has passed budget measures to address a deficit of more than $3 billion. The legislation approved includes tax increases and cuts throughout the state government. A final vote will be taken before next Monday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.